CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Up and, you know, you travel and wake up in so many different hotel rooms. It takes you a while to get your bearings.
Well, dear, we are in England, in Stratford-on-Avon, home of William Shakespeare, and this is the Shakespeare Hotel.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I will never know how you got us in here last night after they definitely said they were filled up. We had no reservation. How did you do it?
You mean you have no idea?
No, what?
My charm.
Oh,
my personal charm. That same fascinating quality I have that won you.
Oh, I see. Come here and look out the window. It's a beautiful morning. Sun is shining. It's like a picture out this window. I feel right back in Elizabethan England. Look, up and down the street, the houses are white with those dark wood cross beams. Isn't it exciting?
Well, frankly, it really doesn't do one darn thing to me. I don't think I feel very well.
Oh, honey, don't get sick in Stratford.
I don't want to get sick anywhere. I think it was that Yorkshire pudding or something I had last night.
Oh, well, try not to think about it.
They eat that all the time.
See what we're going to do today. See Anne Hathaway's cottage, Shakespeare's birthplace, Trinity Church, where he's buried, and tonight go to the Stratford Memorial Theater to see Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah, I shouldn't have had that Yorkshire pudding.
When you're behind the wheel, are you an eager beaver, a road hog, or a sensible human being? An eager beaver speeds, cuts in and out, and takes all kinds of chances. A road hog plods along in two lanes and never lets anyone pass. Don't be either of these animals. A sensible human being drives carefully. Most good driving habits on the highway are just that, habits. Obey posted speed limits. They're put there for your protection. Allow plenty of space between your car and the car ahead. Never pull out of line without first looking and then signaling. And don't be timid about giving the other fellow a break. You may avoid an accident. Most careless things motorists do on the road are the waste of haste. The trouble is, it could be fatal. If you're tense and impatient at the wheel and try to push ahead all the time, you're fair game for an accident waiting to happen. Especially when you're tense. Slow down. You'll get to your destination only a short time later and in one piece.
There it is. There it is. That house right there across the street. Yes, it looks just like the picture in the guidebook here. Yes, Betsy, that is the house where William Shakespeare was born on April 23rd. 1564.
Oh, honestly, it really is thrilling.
Isn't it?
I mean, to think that there he once lived, and now here we are, standing here, looking at it.
I know. Now let's see what it says about it. This is Henley Street, formerly an old Roman road. The house is built on a low foundation wall of local limestone upon which the beams are laid horizontally. Oh, yes. With the upper timbers mortised into them. There are two stories with dormer windows.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
See that, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Now, come on. Let's go over and go in. I want to see the inside.
Yes, honey, take a movie of us as we cross the street to the house and then get a still of us standing in front, can you? Come on, Betsy.
Yeah.
Take Mommy's hand as we cross the street.
Darling, car's coming.
Well, just the same now. Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, hurry up. There's a tour of the house just starting. I see a bunch of people. Come on, this is so interesting.
Admission charge, £2. At the door, please. This is the home of John Shakespeare, father of William, himself a dealer in wool and various commodities, and a respected figure in the civic life of Stratford. As you can see from the size of the home, he was not a poor man. Everyone keep together, please, as we start our tour of the house.
Dear, dear, come here, quick, get our tickets. Yeah, all right.
You are now standing in what was probably the main living quarters of the Shakespeare family. Notice by the fireplace to the left is the original desk said to have been used by William Shakespeare in the old grammar school.
Oh, yes, look, Betsy, over there.
Oh, my goodness.
See, dear Shakespeare's desk. Think of it.
Oh, yeah.
And notice also an extremely interesting feature of 16th century art.
And you are now standing in King Edward VI Grammar School of Stratford-upon-Avon, successor to the school founded in 1291 by the Guild of the Holy Cross. Now, this is the first floor schoolroom where Shakespeare is thought to have been educated.
Oh, it seems funny to think we're standing in the very room where Shakespeare went to school, doesn't it?
Who?
Shakespeare!
Oh,
Now, if you will follow me through this door, we will enter the Guild Chapel. Most of it dates back from the 15th century. Glancing upwards, you will notice many medieval war pieces.
Follow me, please. Will my group please follow me? You are now entering one of the most familiar and famous homes in Stratford, Anne Hathaway's cottage. Though it is called a cottage, it has 12 rooms. Anne Hathaway was born here in 1530.
Betsy, come here.
Wait a minute, dear. We've seen so many places. What church is this?
This is Trinity Church, where Shakespeare is buried, and there's his grave.
Oh.
And the poem we've heard so much about. Oh, I can't believe I'm standing right here inside the church in person reading it.
What did it say, Mommy?
Well, it said, not a right. Good friend, for Jesus' sake forbear to dig the dust and close it here. Blessed be the man who shares these stones, and cursed be he who moves my bones. Oh, where's Daddy? Doesn't he want to see this?
Daddy said he's had all the sightseeing to take, and he was going back to the hotel.
Oh, honestly, what is the matter?
I can't help but you realize that you have dragged this poor child around Stratford for 8 solid hours.
Well, I'm not tired at all, Daddy.
Well, I am. I'm going to have dinner and fall into bed. My shoulders literally ache from lugging those cameras around all day.
Go to bed. We're going to the Stratford Memorial Theater tonight. Good heavens, honey, we may never get here again. We've got to see everything.
Yes. Come on, Betsy. You and I'll bathe the dress for dinner.
Look, there's no point in going to the theater. They're not playing Midsummer's Night's Dream.
What?
They're doing Pericles.
Pericles?
Yeah.
By Shakespeare? We never heard of it.
Well, can't help it. That's what's listed for the
night.
Why,
the disc cook back in London looked it up. He told me they were doing Midsummer Night's Dream, which is perfect for Betsy.
Yeah, all right, blame the desk clerk back in London, then. But the fact remains,
Pericles.
That's what they...
Pericles. Oh, wouldn't you know, the one time in my life I'm in Stratford, why couldn't they even do Macbeth or Hamlet, something I've heard of?
Well, I suppose the Stratford Memorial Players didn't know you were coming, or they'd have rearranged their schedule for you.
Oh,
well, come on, cheer up. These things happen. We're all tired anyhow. Look, so if we get a good night's rest...
We are going to the theater.
Yeah.
We can rest when we get home. Even if it's Pericles, we're going to see everything.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Have you ever stopped to realize how different the programs are that you hear on the CBS radio network? Because CBS radio is an affiliation of many stations, it has the facilities to bring you better, more entertaining programs peopled by the world's finest talent. Only a network like CBS radio can offer such a wealth and variety of entertainment, engrossing daytime serials, thrilling Sunday dramatic shows like Suspense and Have Gun Will Travel, delightful variety shows headed by such stars as Robert Q. Lewis and Art Linkletter, and sparkling comedy turned out by people like Bob and Ray and Burns and Allen. Only network radio has the worldwide facilities to bring you up-to-the-minute news reports from every corner of the globe almost the moment the news stories break. Millions have come to depend on CBS News for complete, accurate information on what's going on in the world. Yes, CBS radio, like any other well-known, dependable brand name, stands for a product you can always rely on for complete satisfaction. For better listening, always insist on the CBS Radio brand of broadcasting.
You're going to sit through this thing to the bitter end?
Be quiet.
It's after 11 o'clock. I think it's outrageous to keep Betsy up to this hour. Betsy, haven't you had enough of this?
No, I love it.
Keep quiet. Why do you try to spoil it for everybody else?
Spoil it? Somebody should have told Shakespeare to throw this one in the wastebasket.
She is dead. Nurses are not the face to foster it, nor ever to preserve. He died at night. I'll say so.
Wake up.
What is the matter? I'm listening. I'm listening.
An honest attitude,
oh, golly, two more
he
acts.
He died by foul play.
Oh, well, it was wonderful. Just a thrilling experience.
Wasn't it? I was so disappointed when I first found out they were doing Pericles, but it's stimulating to see a Shakespearean play you've never seen and probably isn't done very often, you know.
Stimulating? Boy, I love the way you two put on. You didn't get any more out of that than I did, and it went on forever. You realize it's 20 minutes to one, keeping this child up until this hour? You can't tell me she got anything out of it.
I did, Daddy. I loved it. I loved Marina. I thought she was just beautiful, and I felt so sorry for her.
Who was Marina?
Oh, Daddy, she was the daughter of Pericles, and her adopted mother was jealous of her and tried to get somebody to murder her. But before he could, she was carried off by pirates.
Why, Betsy! I'm so proud of you. She really was just fascinated with the whole thing, honey. I know she'll remember this all her life.
If you hadn't fallen asleep and snored all the time, Daddy, you'd have liked it, too.
I do not snore.
Betsy, I think it's time you and Aunt Effie went into our room and went to bed.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Aunt Phoebe. Oh, honey, what is the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm tired. I'm tired of museums and churches and cathedrals and graveyards and tombs and statues and paintings.
Oh, but,
and
honey, we've hardly begun. We still have France and Italy to do.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm homesick.
Oh.
Not a very original observation, but why is it when you're home you want to travel, and when you travel you want to be home?
Oh,
look, don't pay any attention to me. I'm probably just jealous of Shakespeare.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Pat Baxter, Kathleen Cordell, Anthony Kemble Cooper, and John Moore, and is produced by Walter Hart.